Hey guys, it's Kathy from Crafty Chica here with another episode of the Crafty Chica podcast. It's a beautiful day in Phoenix. It's in the low 70s, Christmas weather, and I'm here with my friend Natalia. We just finished up a mastermind, like 5-hour session for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce about small business entrepreneurship. And I thought it'd be great if we did a little recap of our takeaways because we're so motivated and so inspired. So Natalia, before we start, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do and why your words are important to us.
Sure. Well, hello, everybody. My name again is Natalia Roncería Ceballos. I have a company called La NRC, where I'm committed to building communities and strategic partnerships through bilingual training and education, which can mean a lot of different things. But I focus on really helping, especially early stage entrepreneurs, to get their footing and get their business up off the ground, and also nonprofits, I should say, both for-profit and nonprofit. So that's my passion, I guess that's my sweet spot, and thankfully I'm able to do that for my living.
Oh, and I love that. And what I love about what you do is that you're very well versed in finances, thinking smart about business, because a lot of people like me, like the super duper hyper creatives, we're like, oh, we don't need money. The money will come. We do what we love. And you're like, hold up. So I think that's so important to have your financial health as in tune as your creative health. So I think I love what you do. That's why I always am excited to work with you on things.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, you know, maybe because I grew up with a family of artists, you know, and I've always, since I was a little girl, said somehow I'm going to do something someday, right? I didn't know what that was, but that is going to help, especially creative people, mm-hmm. I always felt, make that bridge, right? Connect, because I grew up in a starving artist household. You know, my mom is a ballerina and a dancer, and she would work 3 jobs waitressing to feed us and stuff while still developing her company, her dance company, and her passion. And so I saw the work ethic, you know, around that, but also that, like, hold on, right? You know, there's got to be some better way to this, right? Yeah. And it shouldn't have to be that you have to live like that, right? Yes. To live your passion and to live through your creativity, right? So, so I guess that's actually, like, it's funny that you just said that, because that really touches home for me.
How cool is that? Like, those of us who work full time as artists say, what's going to happen to our kids? You're what happens. It's like you become, you know, true, finance management or, you know, person, business.
Yes, MBA,
yes, right? Exactly. That's awesome.
That's so funny.
So one of the things that really connected with me here today, one of the speakers talked about knowing your why. Now, we've all heard this concept before of knowing our why, but she pushed it further. And I really like this one idea that she had. If you don't mind, can I try it out on you? Were you
sure.
The 7 stages of why?
Oh, no. Oh,
yes. And so this is an exercise that she talked to us about. And she said you have to do it with someone else. And you just have to push through and go for it.
All right, so can I get to you? Or
oh, my God. I don't
you.
Know. Okay. Oh, I was going to do it to you, but you threw a curve on me.
Let's find out about yours.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so here we go. At least 7 times is what she advises. At least 7 times.
Oh, my gosh.
So if
okay.
I go, Kathy, what is your why?
My why for Crafty Chica is to be able to provide Latino-centric content to the community about creativity, because we're creative people, and I don't feel like we are, there's no content out there for us by the mainstream media or companies, so I like to feel that.
Okay, why?
Why? Because, well, there's a, it goes deeper, because I love to make things,
okay.
And I make things because I feel like it's something that I'm good at, and it builds my confidence, and it feels good to share it with other people and make them happy.
Beautiful, but why?
Oh my God. Okay, well, okay, I think it goes back maybe to being a middle child.
Okay.
and always having to be the peacekeeper in my family, and maybe not being as smart as my brother or as cute as my sister, but being able to work a set of markers like nobody's business.
I love that.
Okay. And I feel like maybe there's other people out there like me who can relate.
I gotta ask it again.
Oh my God, are we on the fourth Y now?
On the fourth Y.
Oh my gosh. So I think it's, I think that there's a special breed of us, maybe like the creative misfits who don't fit in, who use too much glitter, who are not like the perfect cookie cutter type. And it's about celebrating our awkwardness, our weirdness, and not letting anyone make us feel that we're less than anybody else. And especially in the world, I'll go on to the next why.
The next why, you're
up five. Oh my gosh. In the DIY world, it's so big now, and there's so many beautiful things out there to make and do, and creators, and everyone is so focused on everything looking perfect and beautiful and on trend. It's like, let's just make stuff to make stuff because it heals our hearts. Usually when we create, it comes from a place of emotion. Either we're happy and we craft it out, or we're sad and we craft it out, we're confused and we craft it out. Maybe we need to pause on life, and we can pause by journaling and or writing a poem or doodling, and it gives a deeper level. It's not just a craft tutorial. I feel like now it's a therapy session. So I have like over 1,000, maybe 1,500 tutorials on craftychica.com. It's one, because I like to make things. And number two, I feel like the more I put out there, it's more for people to choose from to connect with something to make and like and find a happy place. Oh my God, that was seven. Did I get there?
I feel like maybe there's one more why.
Oh my God.
I feel like that was your sixth, or maybe one
more.
Oh
my gosh. Well,
so why is that important? Why is it important that there's a space for the creative misses? Why craft it out? Why? Why is it important that you created that space for people?
I think it's a match made in heaven, because there is a group of us, a big, big, big tribe of us out there. And for me, I'm one slice of that tribe. And that is my purpose in the world, is to add a different type of creativity. Everyone has their own signature style of creativity. And mine is one thread that's woven in this big tapestry. And without the thread, it wouldn't be the same. Maybe mine's the shimmer turquoise teal thread that changes into the hot pink color or something. I don't know. But I feel like it's a combination of being here on earth and making my mark in the best way I know and love the most, and that's through creativity.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, I understand. Holy that cannoli. Exercise. So what
yes.
do you think of that exercise?
Wow, I think it, I love it. I really love it. And I think she said in a very succinct way, how to go through it, but it forces you, right? You can ask why till the cows come home, right?
Yeah.
Kids are great at it.
Yes.
Ask why about everything, but why? But why? And I think we kind of lose that as we get older, right? We just accept, or we think this is how we should do it, and we're not going to ask, or we're not going to push, let alone do that to ourselves. So this forces you. It forces you to go, okay, I've got my, hey, you've been doing this for a long time, Kathy. Like, I have had many hats in my life, and you get a spiel down, right? Like, your first why was your, like, elevator pitch.
That's so
spiel,
true. Yes. Oh my God.
You
I even use the word Latino centric.
Yes.
That's so elevator pitch.
It is, which is nothing wrong with that, but it's just like a comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
You don't question it anymore. You kind of, once you got it down,
Yeah.
So it was like forcing you to like keep going deeper until it became this real, what is that core passion,
yes.
right? What is that? What
and
is
you
the
know,
core of it all?
Did you notice, I just realized now, nowhere in there did I talk about money.
No.
Like, I want to get rich at this, or I want to make money at this. Interesting.
Did you notice too? At least I noticed, and we'll have to listen to this again to make sure I'm accurate. But as you were going through it, only in your first answer to why did you have even the Latino aspect in there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everything else was more about
Universal.
A safe space for this larger tribe of as you put them, sort of the creative misfits in a sense, right? But also how it's this, like, I love all your, craft it out, whatever you're feeling, craft it out. I love that.
So that is a really good exercise that we encourage you guys to do. Like, get your mastermind group or your friend or your mom or your sister and sit down and why it out with each other to get to the core of things, and even record it and then listen to it back and take notes off of it, 100%. Because you go deeper.
Yeah.
So another topic, let's talk about them taking risks. So here, the speakers we had were a lot of local business owners. One lady was an investment banker with a big paycheck who gave it all up for her passion of ice cream, and her business is Sweet Republic. What were some of your favorite takeaways of taking a risk?
Oh, how interesting.
To follow your dream. Like when you have an idea, and especially people are like, I don't know if I should leave my job, and I need to do this, I need to do that.
Yeah, that happens all the time, honestly. And I think what I took from what she said was, you know, it really is every person is unique in a sense. Like you are gonna find your own tipping point in a sense, right? So to share with everybody here, while she was speaking, she was asked from an audience member this exact thing. I don't remember the gentleman who said, you know, it's been 17 years I've been trying to take that leap, right?
Oh,
17
gosh.
Years, I'm not happy doing what I'm doing, right? And came here all the way from Prescott, you know, and for those who are not familiar
He was still undecided.
He was still undecided, yeah. So I'm like, but yet you invested the time to take a 2-hour drive, or maybe I'm exaggerating, an hour and a half, whatever it is, 2-hour drive, down to this masterclass, a small business masterclass, obviously because there's something driving you, right? That's in time, that's energy investment, that's financial investment, you know, the tickets aren't cheap. So I go, wow, you know, and then she pretty much, you know, and he wanted her to give him that silver bullet, I feel.
Yeah.
Like people look for that. So give me your template. Tell me when you took that leap so that I can decide, oh, okay, I've hit that point in my life. I'm going to take that leap, right? And
We all knew it. He had pockets full of silver bullets.
Yeah,
he knew.
Just do it. You got it. And I go, there's a point when you either, and we, so risk, fear is in there, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of talk today about fear, but fear of failure. And one thing I would add to that is that I think while it's easy for us to pinpoint, I do have a fear of failure, right? Or I fear that I'm going to try this, it's not going to work, and oh no, and that's the end of the world, right?
Yeah.
And like all that, which it never is, right?
Right.
We always rebound. But more so what I see, honestly, Kathy, I don't know if you've come across this, is the fear of success. And people don't frame it that way. They say it's a fear of failure.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you're actually afraid of what's going to happen when you're successful, because there's more responsibility. There's
more
different
decisions.
Expectation sets. You have to make more decisions. You're putting yourself maybe more in a
more
public
sacrifices.
Eye. Maybe more compromises and sacrifices, right? And so you go, like, sure, we all want that, you know, pot at the end of the rainbow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Full of gold, but there's so much more to it than that. So I guess for me, what I took away was, you know what? You gotta sit down with yourself and really have this sort of moment of, why am I even exploring this option if I'm going to embark and do something on my own? What is it that's enticing me about what I think that other side of the fence is like? Grass is always greener, right? But there's pros and cons everywhere.
Yes.
So really take a hard look at that. What is it that's calling me? What is it that's making me think even I want to think about taking a leap like that? And then, you know what? There's not really ever a perfect time.
Yes.
So you just kind of have to give yourself a I am going to do this year no matter what.
And I like the lady from Sweet Republic where she said you have to be able to realize you have to do it even when you're at only 65 or 70% ready.
Yes.
You've got, sometimes you can't wait for 100% to load. It just, it doesn't work like that. And I also like that she said, for your failures, you make a list, like, what are the worst things that can happen? Like, you're embarrassed, you lose your house, your mom gets mad at you, or whatever.
Exactly.
And if you can accept those things and make a plan for those things, that will help break down that fear, because you've already acknowledged that those are possibilities.
Yeah.
But then you also make a list of your passions, of why it's important to you. Maybe that's when you do the 7 layers of why or whatever.
Yeah.
Why is it important to you?
And
this wasn't it, this event, but another event I was at, this one girl told me that every time she tells herself, I don't have time to do that, instead, now she says, that is not a priority for me at this time.
Good.
And it stings.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, say it's someone saying, hey, do you have time to do this? Oh, I don't, that's not a priority to me. You know, like, oh my gosh, or oh, I need to work on my book. Oh, it's not a priority for me. So that was a good thing to like really think about.
So actually, Kathy, to piggyback on that, what really hit home for me, and maybe it's just like kind of relevant because of things I'm dealing with in myself, but the element of time management, mm-hmm. and that just you saying that, like, I don't have time. We do that all the time,
yeah.
right? I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. And what I loved, I think it was I think it was Amy Rusk who said this, that she was like, it's the mental energy. So stop saying,
oh my gosh,
do I have time or not? Do I have the mental energy? Which is kind of the same. Is it a priority enough for me right now?
Yes.
Do I have the mental energy to actually tackle X,
yes.
Y, or Z, right? Even personal or professional.
And she gave us the Mark Zuckerberg example that his closet is filled with gray t-shirts because he makes so many decisions in his business life. He doesn't want to waste the mental energy on deciding what to wear each day.
And we all have to make those calls, right? We all have to decide what is worth our mental energy.
Yeah.
And so I think what really spoke to me about that too is like, yeah, you know what? We have this thing called time, and it is a limited resource, and once we spend it, there's no way to get it back.
Right.
You can go bankrupt a bajillion times and still end up a millionaire in this life, okay, people? Like, that's the thing. Like, we get so caught up. What if I lose this money? What if I lose... Hey, you can. It's a product. You can make it back. A time? You cannot.
You can't get it back.
So
it
didn't
make me start crying.
It's true. Yeah,
it
but
is true. It is true.
So what are you going to say no to then? That's the only way you're going to get more of anything, more capacity, more time to execute whatever it is, to give to that person, to give to that project, to give to this concept. So that's also mental energies, but you got to take it away from somewhere, you know, like, as you can't create more of it. Right. So that's when we got to make those tough decisions.
Yes.
And if that means being able to be like, that sounds great. And that is just not enough of a priority for me right now to focus on that. That is okay.
Yes.
That is okay. And we have to allow ourselves to do that. Otherwise you burn out, you get overwhelmed, you freak out. And then, you know, down the road, you kind of go, oh, crap.
Yes.
You know?
I wish I had not wasted so much mental energy on that.
Yes, exactly. On worrying.
Yes.
And even all of that. What are someone else going to... All those things.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not worth it.
You know,
Natalia, thank you so
much
this for joining me for this episode. I have to think of a cool, or we have to think of a good title for this podcast episode.
Right.
I feel really inspired and motivated. I hope you guys enjoyed those tips. And good luck with your small businesses. It's a holiday season. I hope you're making lots of sales, making wise choices with your finances, get a head start on 2018, giving lots of love and random acts of kindness.
Yes. And I'll give my one tip. Happy holidays, everybody. And for those that are doing their thing and doing the hustle, whatever your hustle is, as I like to say, I will just interject this. Please make time to play in your lives, whatever play may mean as adults, even if that means turning off the phone for at least 24 hours, kicking your feet up and having a Netflix binge.
Oh,
if that is your term of play, fine, dude, but just please, it's so important, and
we forget the importance of play. That's our own way to recharge. How can people get in touch with you?
Oh my gosh, me?
Yeah, your website.
Wonderful.
Or your
Natalia, Natalia, at lanrc.co. So it is a
great. And I'll put it in the show descriptions too.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Find me on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. Let's connect. I love to engage. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon for another episode of the Crafty Chica podcast. Bye.